Hi, welcome to A Plus English.
欢迎收看今天的 A 加。
So Jenny, my friends from Canada are coming to Taiwan, and I want to take them somewhere really nice. Do you have any ideas?
Well, I think Wulai would be a good choice. Do you know Wulai?
Well, I've never been there before.
But there are many things you can do there.You can look at the waterfalls, you can visit a fun park on the top of the mountain, and you can swim in the river.
Wow, that sounds like a very natural place.
And Clayton, you are lucky.
Why?
Because today in our conversation, we are going to follow Sally and Joe to Wulai.
Oh, well, that sounds great. Well, everybody, let's have a look and see what they do in Wulai.
Check out your hotel English. Conversation A.
Can we stop hiking? I'm tired.
Don't worry, we're almost there.
Where? Don't tell me our hotel is high up on that mountain.
Yeah.But the view there is excellent.
Wow, it sure is.
Would like to check in. Your name, please. Joe Perry. Right this way, Mr. Perry. I'll show you to your room.
Wow, the mountains in Wulai are so beautiful.
Yeah, they are really beautiful.But they're also pretty tall. I think it could be tiring hiking up those mountains.
And I guess that's why Sally says, can we stop hiking?
Yeah. So when you hike or when you go hiking, that just means you walk in the mountains.
这个 hike 呢是一个动词，就是徒步旅行或者是远足的意思。而 stop doing something 呢，就是停止做某件事情。所以呢，这里的 stop hiking 呢，就是停止在走路，停止在徒步旅行了。而接下来呢，我们来看一下。So Clayton, do you like hiking?
Yeah, I love hiking. You know, I live very close to Elephant Mountain.
Oh, 象山。
And I often go hiking there.The night view is really great from Elephant Mountain. And it's good exercise hiking too.
And I like hiking too. I used to live near Muja area, and there are some good places for hiking. So I used to go hiking about once every week.
Wow, that's great. So in our conversation, Joe says to Sally, don't worry. And that just means it's okay.
这个 don't worry 的 worry 呢是担心，它是一个动词，而 don't worry 呢就是哦不用担心，没有关系。
So Jenny, my problem is that I don't know how to get to Wulai.
Don't worry, I have been there several times, and I can tell you which bus to take and where to go.
All right, well thanks, Jenny. So Joe tells Sally.Not to worry because they are almost there. And that just means that they will arrive soon.
这个 be almost there, 这个 almost 呢就是一个副词几乎的意思。Be almost there 就是几乎快到那儿了。But then what Sally says is strange. She says that, don't tell me our hotel is high up on that mountain, but that is where the hotel is.
Well, you're right, Jenny, but sometimes people say, don't tell me something, when they think that you are going to tell them some bad news.
Oh.
So they say the news first, But they hope that it's not true.
这个 don't tell me something, 字面上呢就是说、哦、不要告诉我什么事情，其实呢就是说、哦、不会是这样吧，不会又怎么样了吧。 So, could you give us an example?
Sure. Don't tell me we are having carrot soup for dinner again.
Oh, I don't like carrot soup either. 好，这边呢，刚刚 Clayton 给我们的例句是说，不要告诉我们今天要喝的又是萝卜汤了。那意思就是说，我真的不想再喝萝卜汤了。Don't tell me we are going to eat carrot soup again. Okay, 我们继续来看的呢，就是 So they have to hike up to get to their hotel, but it's okay.
It's okay because the view is excellent.So what they can see, the view of the forest and mountains, is excellent. It's really great.
好，这个 excellent 呢，它是一个形容词，是杰出的，很棒的意思。
So the next thing that they do is check into the hotel. They can't go straight to their room. They need to go to the front desk first and check in. That means they give their name, maybe give their phone number,and say what kind of room they want. And then the person at the hotel will find a room and find a key for them.
这个 check in 呢，它是一个动词片语，就是到达登记的意思。跟它相对的呢，就是 check out, 就是结账离开。And when we go to a hotel, we have to check in. And before we leave, we have to check out. And in our conversation, Joe says, we would like to check in.So, what is would like to do something?
Well, when you say would like to, you just mean want to, but it's more polite.
原来这个 would like to do something 呢，就是我想要，我希望可以做什么，只是呢比较礼貌。而相对的呢，比较直接的说法就是 want to do something.
So, director, I would like to see that beautiful view one more time. All right,
wow.
There it is.Beautiful Wulai.
Excellent views.
Yeah. I think my friends will really like it there.
I believe they will.
Okay, everybody, we need to take a break, but we will be back.
Your Hotel English. Conversation B.
Room 108. Enjoy your stay.
I get the biggest bed.
Wait. There's only one double bed. We need two single beds.
It's okay. I'll go tell the front desk.
And tell them we want softer pillows.
Now we have everything.
Beds, an air conditioner, a great view,
and 100 channels on the TV.
Welcome back, everybody.
So Sally and Joe's room looks comfortable.
Right. It looks very comfortable.And I think they're going to enjoy their stay there. Mm-hmm. Now, the word stay is usually a verb. It means stay in one place, not go somewhere else. But here, it's a noun. So your stay is the time that you spend somewhere.
这个 stay 呢，我们平常学到的是当作动词，是停留的意思。而在这边呢，它是当作名词，也是停留或者是暂住的意思。So, Clayton, you have been in Taiwan for a long time. What is the thing that you enjoy the most during your stay in Taiwan?
Well, Well, the best thing was when my parents came to visit me here. Mm-hmm. I tried to make their stay as fun as possible. Mm-hmm. So we went to Taroko Gorge and Hehuan Mountain and Sun Moon Lake. It was really great.
It was great. It was beautiful there, right? Okay, let's look at the conversation. So, the hotel room is nice, but there seems to be something wrong.
Yes, the problem is that in their room, there is one double bed. Now, a double bed is a bed that is big enough for two people. But Joe and Sally don't want to sleep in the same bed. They want two single beds. And a single bed is a bed that is for just one person.
这个 single 呢，它是一个形容词，是单人的。所以 single bed 就是单人床。而 double 呢，它也是一个形容词，是双人的。所以这个 double bed 就是双人床。
So what are they going to do about their bed problem? Well, Sally says, it's okay. I'll go tell the front desk. Now, the front desk is the place in a hotel where you check in. And usually there will be someone who works at the hotel standing there.
这个呢 ,Sally 她就说没有关系 ,I'll go tell the front desk. 我会跟这个 front desk 就是柜台讲。But Clayton, here I have a question.Why are there two verbs in this sentence? Go tell the front desk.
Well, you can say go and tell. That would be the same meaning. Mm-hmm. But I think the reason why there is go in this sentence is because you need to go to another place to do the action. The front desk isn't in their room. They need to go out of their room to tell the person there.
Okay, 这里的 go tell the front desk 就是说哎，你要去跟这个柜台讲。那这个中间呢其实是省略了 and, 所以其实它的意思就是说 go and tell the front desk.
Right. So here's an example. Let's go get something to eat. And it just means let's go out and get something to eat.
Okay, 这边呢我们看到了 there's one more thing they are not very happy with.Because they want softer pillows. 他们希望呢可以有比较软的这个枕头 pillow. And I like softer pillows too. My neck will feel comfortable and relaxed on them. And I can have better sleep.
Right. So then they get back to their room and they find that yes, they have two single beds and they have softer pillows. So they're very happy about that.
Well, now they have everything. Beds,An air conditioner, 冷气机, and a great view.
And 100 channels on the TV.
Wow, 这个电视呢有100个 channel, 有100个频道. So Clayton, do you like to watch TV?
Well, not really. Usually when I'm at home, I have many other things to do. But when I'm at a hotel, sometimes I have nothing to do, so it's nice to watch TV.So, Jenny, what about you? Do you like watching TV?
I don't watch TV very often, but one of the channels that I like the most is 人间卫视。
人间卫视。Oh, I know, that's the channel that our show is on.
You are right, so don't forget to watch our show every day.
Okay, everybody, I hope you've learned a lot today. Don't go away, Word Power is coming up next.
Word Power.
Welcome to the Word Power Hotel.
So, what is the first word?
First word is hike. Hike.
Hike, 动词，登山健行。
We went hiking last weekend.
我们上周末呢，跑去登山健行。
Next word is excellent. Excellent.
Excellent, 形容词,绝佳的。
This singer is excellent. Everyone likes her songs.
Wow, 这个歌星很棒,每一个人都喜欢她的歌。
Stay, stay.
Stay, 名词,停留。
Our stay in Japan was great.
我们在日本停留的时间呢,真是太棒了。So Clayton, have you ever been to Japan?
No, what about you?
Oh, I have been there once. It was great.
Oh, that sounds nice. The last one, single. Single.
Single, 形容词，单人的。
I'd like a single room for two nights.
哦，我想要一间单人房过两晚。
Okay, everybody, I guess that's it for Word Power today. But don't go away, there is more of the show coming up.
Kelly, would you like something to drink? I'm going out.
Sure, I would like some coffee. But wait, before you go to the store, we need to teach you the phrase would like first.
Well, we usually use would like with would like to do something, or I would like something. This is just a polite way to say I want to do something or I want something.
哦，原来如此哦。所以这边我们来看一个简单的句型哦。Would like to do something. Would like to do something. 或者是在 would like 之后呢，直接加上一个名词。它其实是一种比较含蓄、比较客气的说法，意思也就是在说 I want to do something. I want something. So maybe we can go to the store together.
That would be fine.
Yeah.
Would you like to go to the store with me?
Sure, I would like to.
Sounds good.
Yeah, let's go.
Check out your hotel English.
Can we stop hiking? I'm tired.
Don't worry. We're almost there.
Where?Don't tell me our hotel is high up on that mountain.
Yeah, but the view there is excellent.
Wow, it sure is.
Would like to check in.
Your name, please.
Joe Perry.
Right this way, Mr. Perry. I'll show you to your room. Room 108. Enjoy your stay.
I get the biggest bed!
Wait! There's only one double bed. We need two single beds.
It's okay. I'll go tell the front desk.
And tell them?We want softer pillows.
Now we have everything.
Beds, an air conditioner, a great view.
And 100 channels on the TV.
Review time.
Review time. Fill in the blanks.
好，又到了我们的复习时间。那我们今天复习时间要做的呢是这个填空题。So, what are the words for our blanks?
Hike.
Hike. 登山健行，这个是动词。
Excellent.
Excellent. 形容词，绝佳的。
And stay.
Stay. 名词，这个是停留。
Here we go. Mandy says,I'll blank in the mountains in Hualien next week.
Mandy, 她首先说 I'll hike in the mountains in Hualien next week. 我下个礼拜呢会去花莲的那个山区呢登山健行。
Then John says, sounds great. That's an blank place to go.
哦，这个 John 就说呢 sounds great, 听起来挺棒的。That's anExcellent place to go. 那是一个绝佳的地方可以去。
Hualien is an excellent place for hiking. And then Mandy says, Yeah, I'm sure I'll enjoy my blank there.
然后呢 ,Mandy 她就说没有错 ,I'm sure I'll enjoy my stay there. 我呢我相信我会享受我在那边停留的这个时间。
Well, I hope she has a great time.And I hope you have a great time watching the rest of our show.
Fun with phrases. Would like to.
Would like to. I'd like to dance at the show tomorrow. Watch me dance.
Cool! Everyone would like to see that.
Thanks! So, Peter, what would you like to do?
I'd like to do some magic. Watch this hat.
There's nothing inside.
Look again.
Cool! There's a chicken!
Oh no! I'd like to try again. It should be a rabbit.
Just for fun!
Okay, here we are at the tongue twisters part of Just for Fun. Now, this one has a lot of peas in it.
Please pass me some peas.
Okay, okay. Here, I'll say it first. You can see how many peas you hear.
Okay.
Give Papa the pepper, popcorn, and a cup of Pepsi.
Wow, okay. We have four peas, but they're long P words. Can I try?
Sure.
Give Papa the pepper, popcorn, and a cup of Pepsi.
Okay, let's see what we're talking about here.So give Papa. Papa is just another way to say dad or father. Now what about pepper?
Well, pepper is that black spice that people put on their food. It sort of makes food taste more delicious.
So give Papa the pepper and two other things. Another one is popcorn.
Popcorn is so delicious. That's when you take corn and heat it up and it goes pop.And comes into a big white ball.
Right, we love to eat popcorn when we go to the movies. But there's one more thing, a cup of Pepsi. Now, Pepsi is just one kind of soda that we like to drink.
That's right, I like it better than Coke. So, we have these P sounds, but we also have this G sound. Give Papa the pepper, popcorn, and a cup of Pepsi. Wow!Papa's pretty hungry, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, let's try and do this tongue twister fast. Give Papa the pepper, popcorn, and a cup of Pepsi.
Give Papa the pepper, popcorn, a cup of Pepsi.
Give Papa the pepper, popcorn, and a cup of Pepsi.
Oh my gosh, it's so difficult. Give Papa the pepper, popcorn, and a cup of Pepsi.
You know, when you do it fast like that, I don't think it's the pepper and the popcorn. I think it'spopcorn that tastes like pepper.
Something like that, and that sounds so yuck.
Give Papa the pepper popcorn
and a cup of Pepsi.
Give Papa the pepper popcorn and a cup of Pepsi. Oh, it's so silly. And at the end there, the and a cup of Pepsi, it's so difficult to say fast. And a cup of Pepsi.
Okay, I'm going to try and say it quickly twice. Give Papa the pepper popcorn and a cup of Pepsi. Give Papa the pepper popcorn. No, not the popcorn. It's the popcorn.
Okay, I'm going to try. Give Papa the pepper popcorn and a cup of Pepsi. Give Papa the pepper popcorn and a cup of Pepsi. Oh!
You did it. You did it, Siobhan. Twice through very fast.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, everybody. That's it for today's tongue twister. Don't go away. There's more.